This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session. I feel good! On Triple M.
Willis, today on the Sunday session, the magnificent Rosie Walton will join us, and she has some news about someone who's very close to this show.
I'm intrigued, Jimmy boy. But also this hour, I've been doing some digging of my own.
Have not.
And I found some dirt on you, old linguine arm.
Have not.
I can't wait to bring that up.
No doubt it will backfire spectacularly. And I'll enjoy that bit. But next, the Brownlow Medal is tonight, so we chat to Channel 7's red carpet host, Emma Friedman.
Our next guest is a legend of the turf.
Geez, we're excited about a big day of racing.
Yeah! And nothing stops her from getting you the inside info. Not even a baby.
You're upset with me for not revealing this, but I'm potentially in labour live on air. Like, give me an absolute break.
Please welcome Emma Friedman.
Here she is. Now, Em, before you ask me on the red carpet, I can tell you now I'm dressed by myself. I've no idea where my suits come from or my shoes or anything else for that matter, but I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you, mate. We're excited to be doing the red carpet, Daisy and I. So we've been told, as you mentioned, no questions about what you're wearing, who you're wearing, why you're wearing. Mm-hmm. We're going to focus on the fun and have a little giggle on the red carpet instead of asking that question. So that makes me very happy indeed.
You got to look after Daisy. He's a bogan from Druin.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think he's ever. Oh, I went to court once. He had to wear a suit. So it's about the only time he's worn one. So look after Daisy, will you? Who else is doing it?
Abby Jelmy's hosting the red carpet and, of course, hosting the actual event, Haim and Beck Madden.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a great team. And Daisy, well, he's been, really trying to fit up over the last, couple of months, getting into that black tie suit. And we had a little snap taken last week and he was, said he still had a couple of kgs to lose. So good luck to the big fella on that.
A couple, wow.
And given Campbell Brown the arse.
Yeah. What happened to Campbell?
He just too inappropriate, wasn't he? Brownie.
Probably. That's probably right up his alley, isn't it?
What are you going to wear, by the way?
I'm wearing pink.
Pink?
I'm wearing a pink frock.
Nice.
And I've got the extra tall heels on standby because I'll be interviewing people who are all fairly tall. So yep. Channel 7 went, take these ones. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to look like a little gnome next to everyone.
What is the colour this year? Is it citrus or is it citrus?
Normally, it's a colour, isn't it?
Yeah.
They release Pantone, release a colour each year. Yeah. And this year, it is purple.
Oh. Damien Barrett.
Close.
So here's here's my problem.
Okay. Right,
so I am going to the Brownlow.
Are you?
You
never go, Jim.
Go.
You hate the night.
And I do.
And
that's
why
true.
Are you going?
Because I've been forced into it.
Oh, boy. But he misses. Boy, he's misses.
This is what's happened, right? So then you get the suite at Crown.
Yes.
So then the suite at Crown gets used for preparation purposes.
Suite at Crown.
So the suite at Crown, well, it'll be a room. It won't be one of those huge
villas. It's not one of the big villas.
No. But it's a suite.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've then been told, look, thanks for sorting it out, tickets, and thanks for sorting out the room, but we really don't want you in the room sort of almost at all.
No boys.
Then the girls all get in there and then it's hair and then
pillow
it's makeup.
Fights
and then
in their undies.
I don't think pillow
fights. That's what you were sure.
Yeah.
So how does that work, Em?
Yeah, so that's bad luck for you. I mean, if I'm getting ready in the room and my husband's also there, it's not a problem because I don't have a problem with him watching Sky Racing or racing.com on a Sunday and having a couple of great Northerns, as we just discussed before, Bill, because I'd actually want a couple of those. So different courses, different horses.
Well, it's more that there are other women coming in. I don't think they want
they
me
all
to
get
be there
together
while they're preparing.
What are you going to do? Surely you just
go down
and play the tables?
What do I do? That was my next question. I don't actually know what I do.
You'll find a little bar and have a red, Jim,
probably
in the corner with your friends.
Maybe a crisp white. Red to get a bit tired,
will you?
Yeah, red's not a good start.
Yeah, no,
come
on, start on red.
Again, is this your first time doing this?
Another Lambrusco or something?
Lambrusco. I need your help.
Oh, no.
All right. So we're talking about the fact that my much better half, Lisa, is desperate to go to the Brownlow. She loved it last time she went, and obviously with Andrew being tipped to pole well.
Yes.
She loves little Stephen, so we're going to the Brownlow. I'm like, good. Now, I've just noticed, I've been in Sydney working and things like that, I've just noticed as we're getting nearer and nearer, she's getting more and more tense.
Ooh.
And then today she was told that a dress that she'd ordered a fair while ago, they've lost. And there's not another one.
No.
So, Em.
Okay, right. We can sort this out.
Do?
Yes. Okay, we can sort this
what
out.
What I can do.
So don't tell her to relax. That's one thing. Right. You know that, right?
Yes,
that's
I
just
know that one.
Don't do that,
Gaz
right?
Man. Oh, Gazman.
Gazman.
They got 25% off at the minute.
Don't,
if you remember.
Send, her,
if you remember.
Don't send her a rod and gun or anything like that. Right. Tell her to call me, JB.
Oh,
I'll sort
yes.
her out. I'll figure this out. We'll
yes.
find something for her.
Come
and
on,
then
Em.
All she has to do is get me a Great Northern on the night.
I want you to come storming down the outside and nail this because
you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Even though it's not your fault.
Now I've had nothing to do with it, but I'm just knowing.
How do you lose a dress?
It's the mob's fault. I don't
yeah,
know
the
what
mob's fault.
Yeah.
The mob's fault. Em, always great to speak to you. Have fun.
Good on you guys.
See you on Sunday, Em.
Get her to give me a call.
I will
sort her out.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's him.
That's him.
You're not listening. He is.
Triple M.
133353. Ring
time.
Now.
Yeah. That's
because we've got to touch base with the Rush Hour family, Jim. Our good friends out there. We haven't spoke to them for a while.
Yes.
Is your mate never wrong, Jim? And a flog. Here we go. Classic example. Yesterday. Longest kick for Bosch, okay? 11 a.m. start at the Elsternwick footy ground. Not a hard place to find, to be honest. I haven't been out there before, but I found it straight away.
Yes.
Bang. So at 10:55 yesterday, we're all there. 30 of us were all there. Rabsy was there at the meeting point. Bosch, 5 contestants, Triple M staff, waiting for one person, one person only, and that is you, Jim. So I ring Jim. I ring his mobile. He answers. Hey, Jim, where are you? Quote from Jim. I'm here and no one else is here. I'm here, no one else is here.
Fat.
So.
I had a house 200 metres from Elsternwick Park. I know where it is.
30 of us are at Elsternwick Park. Jim somewhere else, but it's not your fault.
No, it isn't.
No, it was.
I was at Elsternwick Park.
There's no one there, Jim.
I know. Where were you?
We're at Elsternwick Park, footy ground.
Different,
that's where you're
different
at,
place.
You know where you were at? You're at the dog park.
Bill, Elsternwick Park.
We're not kicking footies at the dog park, right?
So, well, yeah, was I meant to know that?
So you're wrong, Jim?
No, I was not wrong. I was at the right place. Elsternwick Park, even Hose.
No, don't bring anyone else
who
in.
Who lives nearest to where I live. Knows that that's called Elsternwick Park.
133353 is your mate never wrong, right. Just like Exhibit A here. I've got other examples.
Have you?
Melbourne v Brisbane. What a great win by Brisbane, Jim.
Well, it's exciting for Melbourne. Brisbane. They have come from the clouds.
Geelong Collingwood at the MCG, Jim.
We're going to play this whole thing again.
Bill,
all of these things before.
Not hard to say, Shaq, Jim.
I know where we're going.
Yes.
Where we're going. To a break because you chatted to Shaq Beal.
Shaquille.
Did I want to say it correctly? Yes. Shaquille O'Neal. Why did I say it so carefully? Because a second earlier you'd called him
Shaquille. Ben or Harry Mackay, Jim.
Have you spoken to Harry about the big arrival at Arden Street?
Ben?
Oh, no.
Ben.
Well, yes, actually, Ben probably more appropriately, but H, because I know there's a fierce rivalry between the two of them.
No, you actually meant Ben, so you're trying to turn it around. But have
spoken to Ben.
So even Fat was onto that. And great sponsors of the Saturday Rub. Who are they, Jim?
Love it, Ned. Love it, Jared. We are going to a break.
It's Ned's and it's Jared.
Are you really doing this?
Ring now. 133353.
Are you pointing out my inability to speak?
If your mate's a flog and never wrong.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can I just please have GVO? Good vibes only, please. That's what we want today.
Bill, we're asking the Rush Hour family, is your mate a flog who's never wrong?
Like our mate Jim here, who's just...
And it doesn't look like it's worked to me. Sucked in.
I think it has. There's plenty of callers there. They're just banked up at the minute.
Where are they?
Beersy's trying to put them through out there. Let's go to Tom. G'day, Tom.
Hey, Blue Whale. Hey, Jing and Mums. How you going?
Blue Whale.
Good, Tommy.
What do you got for us? Your mate a flog and never wrong?
Well, he's always never wrong, but he actually keeps a spreadsheet. If we go out to a pub and he spends $16 on a pint and I spent $12, there might be a little message the next day going, you owe me $4.
No.
That's just appalling.
That's not. That's a tight ass.
Yeah, I can't have that.
No, you can't be doing
that. That's not your mate.
No.
He's behaving like that.
What's his first name, Tom?
I'll give you his nickname. His name's Dancy, and he's an accountant.
Come on, Dancing. Dancy. You're better than that.
And an accountant. Should have known that.
Exactly. Damo's in Ballarat, Fat.
Damien, how are you?
G'day, gentlemen. One particular mate will, you'll ring for a chat, and how are you going, and give him a bit of your story, and within 30 seconds, he's turned it around on himself, and it's all about him for the next half hour.
That's it?
Yes, about him. You do that, Jim.
Oh, when?
When I try to ring you on the way home and you start telling us about your cricketing career at South Australia.
When I try and ring you on the way home.
Yeah.
You've never rung me on the way home once.
We have a chat
in
every day.
In the 20 years we've been working together, that's never happened.
We have a debrief
so
after the show.
You're now telling lies.
And as I'm driving home and you say, I made 80, me and Bluey put it on, or Fat Ass Lehman or whatever, you always go on with that crap.
All right, Matt's on the line.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah, hey, boys. You got a good story. The mate is Suri from Google Maps, and it's also my wife. We're driving down the Mornington Peninsula.
Yep.
Going through Rye, and Suri says, turn right. So we're going through a car park. I thought, we're not going the right way. And the wife says, yes, we are. Then we see boats, trailers. We're about to drive towards the ocean. She says, keep driving. We're nearly launched into the ocean next to the Rye Pier. And she refused to say she was wrong, and also Suri was wrong.
Yeah, that happens.
How about that, eh?
When you're talking...
How about that, eh?
Talking about your mate who's a flog and is never wrong, Matt's rung us about his wife.
Well, Suri and his wife. Occasionally they get it wrong, Tim. They get it wrong occasionally.
Any more callers we're going to?
Yes, it's just a hold up at the minute while we try and put some more through.
You know what I love? You have tried to be a smart ass. And guess what?
Where's Paul?
It hasn't worked.
I see Paul's ringing up. Can you answer Paul, please?
We're not having Paul.
Why?
Going to be a smart-ass fat.
Yes.
Get it right.
Well, I did. I liked
it. That's three callers.
Can you just say you were wrong yesterday?
That's three callers.
Can you just say you were wrong
yesterday?
Sucked
in.
No. 7 times Paul's ring.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
And as you're very welcome to, Hose, not only feedback, but also some entertainment attached.
Yeah, music news now. Monday it was announced that Sting is returning. He played at the AFL Grand Final a few years ago, but he's going to do some shows with his son, Joe Sumner, and he's doing some Day on the Green as well with James Rain. But you can see Sting in February.
Wow.
Perth, Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, and a few Day on the Green shows as well. One at Mount Dunedin Estate in Geelong.
Very nice venue there. I used to have a police record.
Well done.
And then I smart myself up a bit.
Oh, no. I actually saw, I'm just moving past that, Oz. Yeah. I saw Sting in Hyde Park in London about 20 years ago. Yeah. He is brilliant.
He is brilliant.
He's one of those blokes where as the songs keep coming, you don't realise how many incredible songs he has, let alone the old police back catalogue. He's nuts.
And Neil Diamond. It's the same as that. He keeps singing the good songs.
Nothing like him. Sting
came into the old building that we were in Clarendon Street and performed, and he'd had that reputation as being a bit cantankerous and don't look him in the eyes, all that sort of stuff. Could not have been more lovely.
In my top five people
of all time.
Top five?
Yes.
Who's your top?
You. Now, it was the Emmys yesterday. That's the big TV awards.
Yes.
Big winners are Succession, which is on Foxtel Binge. It's ironic because it's centered around a powerful media and entertainment company run by a family dynasty. I like that it's on Foxtel.
Mm, yes.
Will Ferrell is an executive producer, so it's comedic, quite dark, 3 seasons worth.
Yep.
Ted Lasso won big for Apple TV. That's a feel-good show, so I don't watch that. Ruth, or Julia Garner from Ozark, who plays Ruth, she won Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. But the winner of the night was Jennifer Coolidge.
Of course she was.
Oh.
She finally took home her first Emmy it was for our Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie Emmy for her role as the ditzy vacationer Tanya McCoid in HBO's comedy thriller The White Lotus.
White Lotus.
Wow.
Haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's excellent. Now, a portion of her speech, Bill, was bleeped during the live broadcast.
Oh, no. What's
but
she...
I have the uncut version.
Yes, please.
Wow. Thank you. Gosh. I just
What a night. I just want to say, you know, to my fellow nominees, just to be in your company, it's incredible. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, I took a lavender bath tonight, and right before the show, and it made me swell up inside my dress. And I'm having a hard time speaking. But anyway, this is so thrilling because, you know, well, first I got to say, oh, shit, because, you know, I didn't think this was going to happen. Hold on. Wait.
So she's had a lavender bath. What's your excuse?
Zings. Right,
I like it. That's it. Hit that button.
There we are.
Shortly.
But I play that just as an excuse to play some of Bill with Jennifer.
Yeah. Mr. Finch. Are you trying to seduce me?
Yes, I am. Ma'am?
Ma'am.
Jesus. You know what? You're going to get it, Bill.
Shit, Jim. What do I do now?
You can see the video on our socials at Triple M Rush Hour.
Supporting actor, I should get. In a drama series.
Bill, that was properly hilarious.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Bill?
What do you think of that, Bill?
Jim?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
All right, Bill.
Got one.
Anything?
So-so.
Damien Barrett is in the studio.
He is.
Did I just find out, Purple, that next week we've got Thursday and Friday off?
You did just find that out, Jim, and you seem to put your arms up in the air in exultation when you realise that you wouldn't be working on Thursday and Friday.
I've been working too hard.
You start in May, don't you, these days? And then you...
Earlier.
You bugger off.
Earlier, sadly.
And then you leave early. You start late and leave early.
What I have noticed...
Jim.
What I have noticed is that I have been doing that for a while, much to the mirth of people in our industry. Yeah. And now a lot of those people who had mirth at it are doing it themselves.
Yeah, they are.
Name them, Archie's mob. Yeah. Archie used to have a go at me about it all the time. Most of his staff are now doing the exact same thing.
They might have you covered, actually, some of those
stuff. Of course they do. Now,
The only problem with that, Jim, is public holiday Thursday and Friday, is the cafe and coffee shop and publicans. You got to pay... Public holiday rates.
It's sucked in.
$50 or $60 an hour.
Good.
No, it's not.
It's good for the workers.
What about the poor old publicans who are doing it tough?
Clarky.
And then they got to open it up. It's $60 an hour.
Yeah, sucked in.
I'm not opening.
I'm not opening. If you're longer in the grand final, you'll make that in about a minute. Have you just recommitted to the AFL, by the way? Did I see that somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I have actually.
Look at Purple. A little bit of a smile going at me.
That's a contract.
Someone raised that the other day. Yeah.
How much?
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
You wouldn't believe what I get here.
Not enough.
Well, Jim's the star.
We know that. Because the boss doesn't even tell him off for swearing and everything.
But no one would believe how much you get paid.
If there's a nice pie, Damien.
Yeah.
Old fat gets a slither.
What?
A slither. Hard to say that. A little slither.
This is his month. Now he just gets, he goes from bad to worse.
Well, say something, Dame.
Are we on?
Yeah.
I don't think we are.
It had been coming for some time, and I think some people were slow to pick up on it, that Melbourne wasn't the reigning premier style of team in the back half of 2022.
So what is it? What is it, Jim?
Forward of the ball, they've got all sorts of problems. Yeah. And they've got a couple of things I would love to ask Simon Goodwin about. First one is why they continue to kick the ball into the pocket all the time.
Yeah,
when they enter.
I
don't understand that. I get that they want territory and they want to be, you know, they've got Max Gorn as the dominant.
It's a safe option, though, isn't it? To either take a mark or keep it locked in. Yeah. But it didn't, neither worked. They weren't taking marks and they couldn't keep it in.
Right, so therefore, why don't you change?
Because he's stubborn. Coaches,
well,
all coaches are stubborn.
Yeah,
we know that. But also, they got a bit selfish, didn't they?
Forwards.
Yeah. Those forwards got selfish.
Yeah, they never solved the Bailey Fritch issue.
Two or three years ago, and they changed it all up, and they were very unselfish.
Yeah.
So I reckon it crept back in.
But the raw numbers on what happened. So we remember they went 10-0 to open the season. From that moment onwards, and this did coincide with the infamous Entrecote gathering and the friction around all of that, they went 6-8 to then finish the season. And that ultimately is the team that finished. They somehow still got the double chance and had earned that clearly, but weren't able to cash in on that. And the theme was they faded in games, and that happened right to the very end. And the other theme, as you referenced, was the forward line. And then players too, just generally speaking, I'm not massive as some are in this caper about using stats and numbers, but the numbers on just about every single Melbourne player down markedly on last year's offering. So that's something they all need to live with. It wasn't just the forwards. It wasn't just and the back line got exposed too in the most recent game, where if the ball is brought to ground, Lever and May, as great as they have been and were for the first half of this season again, are just not as effective when that happens.
No, well, the questions now will be to Goody. How do you win contested footy? How do you win clearance? How do you win inside 50 as comprehensively as you did and lose the game?
Yeah.
A final especially. You shouldn't lose a final if you're in front on those three.
So who have they got to forward? They need a forward.
They need a forward. And while all their focus from a recruiting sense has been on getting Grundy across, on the back of what they expect to be formalised this week, even with Luke Jackson going to the Dockers, I would, again, maybe you have to, and maybe they've verbally and committed to Grundy in a way where they can't back away from that. But they need, they clearly need a forward.
Is there any out there?
Well, not obviously. Not obviously.
All right, nice purple. I like finals for you.
Yes. Purple.
I think you get a nice head of steam up.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart.
Tell you what I do love, Jim. In a person. Kindness and all that, of course. But I love someone that can speak or talk correctly, okay? A great wordsmith.
Yes.
And and very good speaker, a auditor. No, someone that can speak.
An auditor.
Yeah, someone that can give great speeches. What is the word, Jim? You told me before.
I didn't want you to have another go because it's not an auditor.
No,
Oreo McFlurry.
Beautiful, they are as much as they are. A rater. No. Anyway, someone who can give
an
great
orator, speech. Bill.
Orator. That's the word. Orator. Yes. Thank you. Someone, because they are fantastic to actually sit there and listen to.
Yes, I agree.
So I've got a couple of examples for you here, Jimmy boy. First one's Tony Liberatore. Now, he's not a great, wordsmith.
Right.
But he's coaching here. Libby is 56 years of age. He played in a grand final.
Still playing,
Jim. Playing coach of the North Side Lions. This is him at three-quarter time on Saturday.
Right. We're going one-on-one. We're going to win this grand final one-on-one.
That's it.
I'm going to have an extra number back. Suit them so I can chip the ball around. Because I reckon we can beat a 1v1. But it's up to you guys as individuals. Because I said to you at halftime, you've already played a game. Now, this is a grand final. You have an opportunity now to create history. Okay? If you're injured, get off the ground.
There you go.
Get off the ground.
That's
Did
Lever.
They get up?
No, they lost.
Oh, no. So that's a sad ending.
I know. And look, we love Lever, but not one of the great wordsmiths, orators. This man was. We love this. This is a classic from John Kennedy Sr.
At least do something. Do. Don't think, Mick. Don't hope. Do. At least you can come up and say, I did this. I shivered it. I played on. At least I did something.
That's it. It goes on, but we love that. Well done, John Kennedy Sr. That's what we're talking about, Jim. But I think
Bill, you know the end to that story, of course.
I got
the most famous speech that's ever been given by an AFL VFL coach.
What?
They got pounded.
They
not
did.
Beaten. North Melbourne won 122-67.
75 grand final. Yeah. Yes.
So it didn't work.
So we're zipping
as great as it was.
I know. But we don't like to say that, Jim, okay? Right.
No. But, what a great man. But did you meet the late great John Kennedy?
I don't reckon I did.
I
but
did
I love
couple
that.
Times. He was a lovely man.
Everyone goes, don't do, don't think, just do. Anyway, I've found one that has
Don't think.
Well, I've done one that's better, Jim.
Right.
I love this, and I only just heard this today.
Is this Kraft?
This is Michael Sheen, his name is. He's a Welsh star of stage and screen, but also a very good orator.
Yes.
Have a listen to this, how he builds it. It is magnificent. He's Welsh.
Amarohid. Amarohid. I hear the voices singing.
Speed your journey, boys, boys, Bach. One nation singing with one voice. A song of hope, a song of courage, a victory song that floats through the valleys like a red mist, rolls over the mountaintops like crimson thunder. A red storm is coming to the gates of Qatar. It crackles with the spirit of 58 and Jimmy Murphy's boys. It turns the pages of the history books and finds Rob's page waiting, still to be written. What would you write in there, boys? Dare you write your names on that page? We haven't waited 64 years and come halfway around the world to be troubled by a neighbour from back home. When the English come knocking on our door, let's give them some sugar, boys. Let's give them some Welsh sugar. They've always said we're too small, we're too slow, we're too weak, too full of fear. But Amar O'Heed, you sons of speed, as they fall around us, we are still here.
Yeah! How good's that?
It's like Mel Gibson.
A bit of Braveheart. Yeah. Exactly. William Wallace.
Yes.
But give him some Welsh
sugar.
So
where is that from, though?
That was not exactly sure.
Like a stage production.
Yeah, well.
It's on your sheet in front of you. It was to the Welsh World Cup squad that's going to head to Qatar this year, I'm fairly certain.
National team.
Right, for the
but how good
World
is that? The way
brilliant.
He builds.
Yes.
That's an orator.
Yes, it is.
Yes, exactly. Like it.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Yeah, that was good.
Very.
And then the who was he fighting? The English. They bring up the bow and arrow blokes. They fight them all in the air, and the blokes bent over and chucked a brown.
Yeah, they did.
And a couple of them got hit in the arm. Jim.
I don't think they.
No, they did.
Don't think they got
I only saw it the other day. Some of the blokes are still there giving
I'm
a brown
not
eye.
I'm sure they actually.
They got hit in the arse with an arrow. They did.
Bill.
They
I don't think that happened.
Anyway, that was Michael Sheen, who's a Welsh star on stage and screen. That was fantastic.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Imagine, Bill. What? Speaking of the Brownlow, it's normally your A-plus listers that get invited.
Yes, spot
not,
on.
Not your hoi polloi.
Oh,
they're
what
normally
you
your top levelers.
And what are you hearing then? Why bring the broach this subject?
Mm-hmm. What?
Don't tell me no.
Mumps.
Mumps him.
Well, I can't believe it.
Now,
so
Ryan.
Birds latched onto me and told me
Ryan.
That Ryan Warren from Narre Warren has
it.
Been invited You've... to the Brownlow.
Mm-hmm. No.
On what pretense?
Grounds.
Just being a good bloke, I reckon.
No.
No. That's not getting you invited anyway.
Not a good button pusher.
No.
So,
or any relevance in the game of football.
Do you want plastic?
Yes, I do, actually. Very good button pusher.
Thank you very much.
What? How?
Yeah.
Our good friends at Channel 7 have invited Rosie and myself on their table.
Rosie!
Mm-hmm.
She's welcome anywhere. It's you we're talking about.
Right.
Oh, now Bill's wheeling on Rose. Well, I actually created history at the Brownlow.
What did you do?
Well, you may remember how they used to have the bar out in the between the exit and the...
Is this when you farted?
No, well, that was on Couchy.
Pork, yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
Well,
I screamed at it because I was over a couple of breaks, so I hadn't gone to a toilet.
Aren't you busting when you run in there?
God.
You bolt in there.
So I was standing, and they won't let you out or in.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm standing there and waiting for the doors to open. As soon as they opened, I went screaming in there, and I got myself to one of those little single sort of urinal bits.
Yes.
And, well, when you've got a big wee needed,
yes,
you also can often...
Let go
out
the other end.
The other end.
Mm.
So I'm thinking I'm in there quick. I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Didn't even look behind me. And then just ripped a little out. Bill, I looked around.
Yeah.
There's the great Paul Couch.
And he would have giggled.
He'd giggle. Yeah. That's all he did. This stupid giggle on his bush.
Fellow
I looked around. I said, God, sorry about that, Couchy. Just a Brownlow medalist himself.
Yeah. 89 Brownlow medalist.
So sorry about that. Yeah. But get back to how I changed history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this would be good.
One real boring one.
Which one?
Brownlow. I don't know which one it was.
One I nearly won?
It was boring. No, it was after you'd finished playing.
Oh.
So I got out the same thing. Between the exits and the toilet was a bar.
In the foyer.
In the basically, yeah. And I looked at Arch because he was in his final years at North. And I said, Arch, we got two choices here. We either stay here at this bar for the rest of the night or we go back in there.
Mm.
He goes, this bar looks much better. So we stood there, and as we stood there drinking, everyone else who came out suddenly had the same idea.
Yeah.
And in the end, there were almost more people at that bar than there were inside the room. So they shut that, didn't they? That bar was gone.
Yeah, gone because of you. Because you've done a fev.
I never had that bar again at the Brownlow.
So you've done a fev.
Well, I didn't. No. But it wasn't then that sort of Nick.
Fev meant that. Night. Bill. I was there.
He's also from Narre Warren and got a Brownlow invite.
He lived next door to
Chris Newman.
Very good.
Yeah, well, he was also like a multiple common medalist. So
yeah, he was.
He's actually worthy of an invitation, I reckon, Rabs. When you're lucky enough to get into the Brownlow, Rabs, don't fart on anyone.
I think he rang and asked Gil, can I come?
Who? Hey, Rabs?
No, you.
I don't need to ask anyone.
Did you ring Gil and ask, can I come plus one?
No, mum.
Yeah. that's the biggest yes I've ever heard from him.
Not.
Actually, rang Gil. Oh, Jim.
Shut up, fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I got another one, Jim. Oh, just like the other one.
Now, the amount of people that have contacted me in the last week and said, I've been a fan of this show for 11 years. This is the worst I've ever heard, Bill.
Jim.
Yeah, Bill, this is the second idiot file for the week.
You've been in Sydney. No one's contacted you.
Bill, the second in a week. We did a whole one Tuesday on Monday show.
What happened Monday?
And this is an idiot file from the rest of the week.
Oh.
Just, it's September, the bins are out longer, the grass clippings,
yes.
And something happens to your brain.
Canola. Canola grows down the highway.
Hit play, please, Roberts. Today on the Sunday session.
Shut up, Linguini. I'm the star of the show this week because Big Wilbur Anthony William Brownless went one on one with a great Shaquille. Oh, f*** me.
Find out how Monday morning at 9 on 105.1 Triple M.
Inflections are a bit high. Billy Brownless here.
Oh, have a listen to him. Like, seriously, what are we dealing with?
I should never, ever say anything.
Anything ever.
Really? Very sad in the household. Yes, that is sad, yeah. So to cheer her up, I brought her an identical one. I brought an identical one, Jim. Scold her, Jim.
No.
Yes.
No.
I saw it with my own eyes, Jim, in Mary Jing Hotel.
Not.
Someone will ring up and confirm that.
But did you just call it the Mary Jing Hotel?
Mary Jig Jing. Mary Jing Hotel.
Oh, no.
How do you reckon I'm going to get in my house tonight? How am I going to get in my house?
Well, I don't understand anything that you're saying.
I haven't got any keys. Do you do the cold shower bath?
I don't... Ice bath?
Ice bath.
Yeah, I don't do those at the club. Bath. But.
And we love having you on the Rush Hour, mate. All the best for the next fight. All the best for the new hand, or when it mends, of course.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
So stand by there.
All right, this is Bill's view of it.
Well, the next grand final.
What the hell is that?
Now go.
Rabsy Disney Plus Day is here with something for literally everyone.
Disney Plus Day.
Rabsy Disney. Oh, no.
I don't want a beer.
You get access to the world's best stories from Disney, Pixar. Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, me. So he's had a big night, Gil.
He's had a decent go.
He's had a crack at it, hasn't he? Good on you.
Oh, yeah.
He's just letting the ears down, Jim.
Well, Bill, he's done an amazing job.
Letting the ears down.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure he's letting his ears down, but.
Pin your ears back.
Pin your ears back or letting your hair down. You can't let your ears down.
I'd pin my hair back and let my ears down.
Maddie.
Water.
Yeah.
What's water?
Clear stuff comes out of a tap.
It's like the other day where I live, you know, where I live near the botanical gardens, Jim.
Have we spoken about what
I sent you?
Bill wore today?
No. Well, you're going to have to see that online.
Oh,
it was horrific.
Wear. Well, I thought I'd go back to when I played with the Knickerbockers. What are they called? Knickerbockers. Tell you what I do love, Jim. in a person. Kindness and all that, of course. But I love someone that can speak or talk correctly, okay? A great wordsmith.
Yes.
And very good speaker, a auditor. No. Someone that can speak.
An auditor.
Yeah, someone that can give great speeches. What is the word, Jim, you told me before?
I didn't want you to have another go because it's not an auditor.
No, it's, Oreo.
It's an Oreo McFlurry.
Beautiful they are, as much as they are. A rater? No. Anyway, someone that can give
an
great
orator,
speeches.
Bill.
Orator. Spot on, and they have a big activation at the grand final footy festive. At Yarra Park, outside the MCG.
What was that?
At Yarra Park, Jim.
No,
festival.
Right, not a fiestive.
Well, it's a fiestive festival. That's what they're calling it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday next week. And it's all happening from about 10 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. at Yarra Park, outside the MCG.
10 a.m. to 5:30 a.m.
To 5:30 p.m. Listen up, Jim. You're not listening.
I don't know what's happened to him. A fiestive?
September.
And then it is. Fiestive. It's September Brownless.
Well done, Brendo. You have won the midweek hump day quiz. And he wants to put his hand up. He said, I'd like to be interviewed. I think they've got to interview him.
You're honour bound, do you think?
I think they're honour bound, bond or bound.
Right.
But you've got to interview him.
Ooh.
I think you've just got to do that.
Even with the past history?
Yes.
Right.
You've got to interview him. Doesn't mean he's going to be the coach.
No. Got to what him?
Interview him.
Did you have a beer at this lunch you went
to? How many did you have?
Not one.
But no one would believe how much you get paid.
It's a nice pie, Damien.
Yeah.
Old fat gets a thriller.
But Bill, there is what I'm talking about. What's wrong with you?
What's the number? I'm bullying, getting bullied.
No, you're not.
I'm ringing.
What about
head office or what's it called?
Rabbits. What about off air before?
HR, yes.
What about off air before? Someone's asked him for a ticket to tonight. So he's got his phone and he's talking to the girl that he's asking for one more ticket for tonight.
Yes.
No idea.
And then at one stage, he stops talking to her for a second and then realises he's got to continue the conversation, picks up his earphones and starts talking into them like they're a telephone.
Well, I'm not anti-dexterous. Oh. Tim, I'm not. I can't do two things at once.
He's talking into a microphone, trying to book more tickets for this girl, and can't understand why she's not speaking back to him.
Kids ring you up with about,
oh my God,
with 2 hours to go, want a bloody ticket? Like Fair Nickum.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
I had a look in the mirror, Jim.
Yes.
And I've had two woolly bullies or whatever it is. Yes, they haven't been great. Woolly bullies.
They've been very poor.
So I had to dig deep and I've gone back to my old roots, gone back into my phone to my old roots and found a good old one.
So what you're about to do is repeat a joke you've already told.
I'm not necessarily saying that, but yes.
But yes.
Here we go, Jim. A German tourist jumped into the freezing river to save my precious little dog from drowning, Jim.
Right.
After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and he said, here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off and he'll be fine. I said, thank you very much. Are you a vet? He replied, a vet? No, I'm sulking.
He turned into an Irishman halfway through. He turned Irish.
Oh, no.
You have gone from a German man to an Irish man.
I can do
halfway
that.
Through the
I can throw my voices. Rabs, if you play that holy bully
it's
thing,
the
you'll
only
get
thing you can play, Rabs.
That's a good joke.
That's not even original. Like you've told it before.
5 years ago, people forget. Oh.
And you butchered the telling the first time, and you butchered the telling the second time.
There we go. The rot has set in.
I am so disappointed in you, Ryan. Ryan, that's a good gag.
Yeah, it would have been if it was told properly.
Poorly told.
A chance.
Second time.
A vet. I'm freezing.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.